You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Andy Euler. First, in the 11th hour yesterday, President Trump extended a ban on work visas and green cards that was set to expire with the new year. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with the implications. Nova, good morning.
Good morning.
So many businesses have been outspoken about what this ban means for them. What's the president's rationale for keeping the ban in place?
The president cited lost jobs because of the pandemic and concerns about keeping the coronavirus from spreading. He's previously said he wants to keep American workers from having to compete with foreign workers, especially with the country struggling to bring back jobs that have been lost. Now, the ban affects several types of immigration. Green cards issued abroad, mostly for the purposes of family reunification. Also, worker visas, such as the popular H-1B visas. Those are used a lot by the tech industry to bring in highly skilled workers, and J-1 visas used by students and a number of others, Andy.
And what about the practical implications of these bans, both for those immigrants and for businesses?
Well, that's unclear. The extension Trump just signed would keep the bans in place through March. But these bans are largely not in effect now because business groups sued and a federal judge issued an injunction that allows most worker visas to continue. Now, the focus now is, what will the Biden administration do? Will they keep the bans in place until March? Well, we know Biden supports worker visas for highly skilled foreigners. He hasn't specifically addressed these bans, but he has vowed to undo a lot of Trump's immigration policies.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.